You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I've lost some weight since the summertime. Pretty good amount. I'll give you my secret here momentarily. It's not all that jaw dropping, but I'll give you my secret here momentarily. But, you know, I see Dove, very complimentary. You look great. I haven't seen you in a while. You lost a lot of weight. The most amazing one was I saw Bogish, right? And so here's where, you know, there's a tremendous food spread that they have. Like they have bagels, lox, cream cheese, eggs, potato latkes, bacon, sausage, like everything and anything. Like there's this unbelievable spread, right? That's there. And Pete's like, oh, you came on the right day. There's an unbelievable spread of food, right? So it's amazing. So I walk out during one of the course of the breaks and I see Bogish. I haven't seen Bogish. It's got to be a year, right, since I've seen Bogish, right? So he looks at me, he goes, man, you actually look great. And I said to him, thanks, I appreciate that. He goes, no, you lost a lot of weight. I go, yes, I did. I'd seen you. So here's where how my mind works when someone says that to me.
Uh-oh.
Number one, you guys all look great, by the way. I'm very complimentary to everybody, right? So I'm not going to insult anybody. You look great, Bogus. You always pull off the beard and the facial hair. I'm jealous of that. But I'm like, man, I must have looked awful. Like, I must have looked absolutely terrible the last time I saw you.
Incorrect. It has been a long time. It probably was around this time last
year.
Because I feel like the last time you were filling in, you were filled in between now and then, but you were not here physically. Yeah. It has been a while. I didn't say you actually look good. That feels a little more insulting. Because I haven't seen you, I had no idea. And unfortunately, like, we don't talk regularly, so I didn't know that you were going through, like, you know, trying to lose weight. I want to know what the secret is. But you do. You look great. And I mentioned it to somebody else in front of somebody who had already seen you, and I was told to calm down that I was selling it too hard. I'm like, no, I'm standing by this. Moose looks great right now.
Oh, thank you.
You look very, very noticeable.
Maybe I actually to make it a little bit more insulting.
No.
Maybe
all compliments, Moose.
I appreciate that. No, thank you.
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Not much. Well, you got a plan?
I hear you. Calendar's very open as of Monday.
So you want to know what the... I'm sorry. I know. I don't... Trust me.
We're in the same club.
Yeah. You want to know what my secret is?
Yeah.
You could take the keto, and everyone that's doing it, like, I've done Atkins, this and that. I told Hoffman this, right? And Hoffman's like, he's packed. Yeah, and he looks great too, but he's like, I've gained a tremendous amount of weight. He's out there. He's eating bagels every break and everything like that. Which
Rainbow
I'm not
cookies.
Judging.
Rainbow cookies.
We had a big dessert discussion before.
That's amazing. So here's the key that I've realized. Number one, I starve myself. That is basically it.
It's the only way to do it, right?
Like, and I'm not on, and I don't judge people. You take, go out there and take the shot that helps you. I don't do that. First off, you know, I didn't want to spend the money to be able to. I've embraced hunger. I've embraced hunger like Tom Hanks in that Castaway. Like, basically every day, I understand I'm going to wake up hungry. I eat one meal a day.
When?
At night, usually between 6 and 7.
Really?
Between 6 and 7.
Of course, 6, 7. Got it.
Okay. Yes, thank you. You got it. 6, 7. But I eat between 6 and 7 every night, and then I don't eat until the next day.
And you eat nothing until 6 p.m.?
And I drink water, and I starve myself. That's basically it.
That seems almost like we need to run a disclaimer. I wouldn't suggest anyone following
it. I would say it's the epitome of health, but yeah. I was not the epitome of health. My wife showed me a picture. She's like, you should be proud of yourself. Showed me a picture when the kids were playing Little League Baseball. I'm not telling everyone to go out there and do it by no stretch of the imagination. Am I a doctor? I wouldn't necessarily tell you I'm the epitome of health. But, you know, have I cheated in some days where I eat two meals? Yes. There are some days where I do, a holiday season, everything that comes along with it, right? You step out there, there's bagels and stuff like that. Did I have a little... Yeah, I did. I mean, because everyone's notching on it and having a good time and enjoying it, right? But my wife showed me a picture when the kids were playing Little League Baseball. I was like, man, I look awful. And she's like, yeah, it wasn't good. I was like, thanks, Donna.
You should definitely be proud.
Yeah.
You really should. I mean, for somebody who hasn't seen you in 10 to 12 months.
Yeah, you look significant.
Yeah.
Do I look younger?
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'll be your anti-Donna.
What are you doing tomorrow? Want to go see a movie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dinner date?
Sure.
That's it.
Well, you can have dinner?
Yeah, I'll
okay.
treat. Yeah, I'll treat.
Okay.
I'll treat.
Don't
as long
lunch.
As it's between 6 and 7.
And it's like chicken breast and broccoli?
No, I can cheat a little bit. Okay. I just don't go all out.
I would think the hard thing is not eating off your kid's plate with your boys running around. There's just delicious stuff all
Bingo.
The time.
Yes, I don't. Ugh. You know what I do with the kids and they don't finish the nuggets? I give it to Chip. Houses it right down.
Just so your dog is 600
yeah.
pounds now?
No, Chip, very athletic, very lean. We brought him to the vet. He's like 37 pounds. He's like 2% body fat. Like Chip only eats when he's hungry. It's amazing. Like he's not gorging food
right.
and this and that. Like he, but yes, I do not. But that was a problem. When I was at my high point, where kids don't finish the pizza, yeah, I'll have the pizza,
yeah.
or I'll have a slice, or I'll have this, or I'll have that, right? We're going to throw it away. You can't throw food away.
That
you
shouldn't
just eat
count.
It.
Those calories yeah. shouldn't count.
It shouldn't count, but they all do.
I know.
They all do. So, but good seeing you, Boogie.
You look lovely. This show should be on TV today for you to be ready to see.
Yeah, no, we're not. I think we're on, Kaplan texted me, are you in studio today? I said, yes.
Oh, and there then, you go.
Yeah, so I think we're on YouTube.
Okay.
Hello. How are you? North Arlington, New Jersey, we go. It's James. It's okay. What's going on, James?
Oh, Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking my call. Well, come January, was it 5th or 6th, the studio will have food every day because we all know Carton. He loves to load the studio with food, so you got to be careful. So,
yeah, I will not be here January 5th or 6th when Craig and Chris launch their show. Wish them the best, but when he has all of his candy and his snacks, I will not be here.
Well, you might be here some weekend, but back to the Mets. I mean, when you really think about things about the Mets, I mean, and well, I'm 70 years old, so we can go back to the beginning. When you think about their plan over the course of their history. Now, and I know they're always going to tell you, you know, it's the next game, you know, there was nothing about us from the past, but do we really believe that? Because they've been very good at really not being able to sort of keep their players together. I mean, we want to go back, obviously, we go to Seaver. We all start with Nolan Ryan. I mean, and they made excuses for Nolan Ryan. Well, he couldn't play in New York, but yet he won his only World Series here. Then they get rid of Seaver. Then during the 86 season, they were able to not keep players. And, of course, now we know what's going on. So I guess we have a lot of faith in this new regime. But I think history does matter in some ways because you were talking also about the Giants. And when the Giants won, there was consistency. And it seems like right now they've lost a little bit of their past consistency. So does this matter in your opinion that consistency does matter because you talked about Eli Manning,
yeah,
and he was consistent, and then with the coaching, they were consistent. Even some of the changes at the radio station, but there seems to be consistency. It's not like they're going out and hiring like people from I don't care from Altoona, Pennsylvania. I mean, they're keeping people and they're bringing some up from the past. So there is a consistency to, I guess, success.
James, you lost me. Consistency in terms of success with winning programs or what?
Yes. Because if we go back to the Mets, they only won twice. Now the Yankees, to their credit, they have been consistent. We can argue about some of the moves, but like you were saying before,
they don't bottom out. The Yankees, outside of a couple years ago when Judge got hurt, they don't really bottom out. Right. I mean, Cashman, the team finishes above 500. Yeah. They're representable. Right. That's why Cashman, you know, still has a, you know, is still running this organization. And, you know, I understand that draws the ire of a lot of Yankee fans out there because, you know, you grow into a fear of what, you know, what the grass is not always greener, right? The devil you know is sometimes better than the devil you don't. And so that's why, you know, Cashman is still here. Hal is very comfortable. Cashman's almost become like the face and the voice of the organization. He knows what he's going to get, and he knows that, you know, the team is going to be a winning program, that a winning team, that they're going to, for the most part, they're going to be a playoff contender, that there's going to be relevant games late in the season in August and September into early October, and that they're going to be competing for a playoff spot. So, yeah, I understand you lean into the consistency of what Cashman does, but you'd also like to see a little bit more. That's all. Lawrence in Oklahoma City is up next in the fan. What's going on, Lawrence?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. What's on your mind?
I don't know why no one's talking about Luis Arraez getting signed. He's a free agent. I know he's poor defensively, but there's a DH position, and this guy can hit 300. So as a Mets fan, I would love to see him get signed, and I would also like to see Luis Roberts get signed too. And thanks for your time.
Wouldn't that, where exactly you're going to look at him in terms of you're going to go that direction? You just brought in Marcus Semien, who's going to be a pro, you know, run preventer at second base. I don't know if that's really necessarily. I think Stearns is looking to do more of his damage via trade. Belmar, we go. It's Dan. It's the fan. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Moose. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks. Happy holidays to your family. Hopefully they, that sickness is getting out of your house.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah, I think we're past through it all, so I think we're okay. But it was a long week.
Yeah, I hear you. Talk about a long week. It's going to be a long spring training, you know, with this roster getting announced for Team USA. Curious your thoughts on the World Baseball Classic, just the tournament itself, and then also the Mets kind of I'm not a big fan of McLean going to the Classic. We saw how it derailed the season with Diaz a couple of years ago when he got hurt. I think this is just too big of a spring training for him. He knows he's going to be a major arm for the Mets this year. Now he's going to be missing some of the camp and putting, you know, strenuous innings on his arm early in the year.
Yeah, I think anytime you can raise the level of Major League Baseball and the notoriety and bring more eyeballs to the set, to the sport, in order to go out there and grow the sport, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Now it's you put it into the barometer. Or you put it into in terms of the level of importance, right? And you might downplay it, and there might be others that look at the WBC and downplay it. Well, that's the issue that Major League Baseball has, is because it's too regionalized. People only care about what's going on necessarily on their block. They don't necessarily care about what's going on in the rest of the league. Complete opposite when you're looking at the National Football League. That's why the National Football League is as popular as it is. I think anytime you have the ability to go out there and grow your brand and grow your sport, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think those kind of competitions are fun, but I think you have to put it in the proper context.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I just don't like the timing of the tournament, it being so early in the year and it kind of, you know, interrupting spring training.
You're concerned. You don't want McLean to be a part of it because you don't want it to impact his 2026 season. Right, you don't want to have happen what happened with Diaz, where he suffers the knee injury and then he's lost. Like, you don't want any of that stuff to happen in what is, in essence, you know, an exhibition. I get it.
Right. Yeah.
No, I get it. But when is the time?
The tournament.
When is the time to do it? Like, when would you do it?
That's above my pay grade, that decision. But I just think the timing of it right now is just it's not great. There has to be a better time than, you know, early in the year like it is now. But like you said, I'm not against the tournament. I'll watch. But at the end of the day, I'm a Mets fan before I care about the Mets more than I care about them, Team USA, winning the World Baseball Classic.
Right. But wasn't it a cool moment when Ohtani was facing Trout last WBC or two or ago? Wasn't that great? A cool moment. I mean, I had social media buzz. You get those kind of things. Like, I think that's fun.
Yeah, I think it gets eyeballs on the sport, and the MLB, you know, it kind of attracts younger fans, and I see what they're doing with it, and, you know, kind of creates an international buzz and stuff. One of the things that kind of throws me off, too, is you have these guys playing for teams that, I don't know what the barometers are as far as getting selected to the team, the specific country, but it just seems out of place. I think you had, like, Lars Nootbaar playing for Team Japan and stuff like that, so it gets a little weird in that aspect. But overall, I like the tournament. I could do with or without it. You know, it is cool to see some of these guys representing their country. But for me, McLean,
I like fun. You know, Dan, I do. I mean, I like fun. I know, you know, sometimes, you know, anger plays or being upset about everything, screaming at every single cloud. But, you know, I think it's, you know, I put in the proper perspective. It's an exhibition. I think when you see that, I think to draw more people into it, you have these kind of international events, but I get the concern. The concern you have is that it's going to affect your team because a player is going to suffer a significant injury like Diaz did for the Mets in what is, in essence, an exhibition. Oceanside we go. It's Mark. It's the fan. What's going on, Mark?
Happy holidays to you, Moose.
Happy holidays, Mark.
I love when I hear you talking in the morning and then we see you late at night on TV. It's great. We know you're working a double shift.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Mets have a huge problem. Huge. The problem? David Stearns. And I'll tell you where some of the talk show hosts, I feel, are making a mistake. Not Joe Benigno and not Toff, but other ones are saying he has a vision. Didn't we see the vision last year of Paul Blackburn, Jose Siri, Cedric Mullins, Ryan Helsley, Greg Soto, and the coup de grace? The only man in baseball who would have brought in Frankie Montas at $34 million for 2 years. So we saw his vision last year. This year, we've seen him bring in, who has he brought in? A washed-up Marcus Semien. I understand moving, breaking up the core a bit. Jose Polanco, who's injury-prone, and two failed Yankee bullpen guys. He made no effort to retain Alonso. And if you don't like him defensively, you could have put him at first base. I don't know where you're going to get 125 RBIs, but I know he's into run prevention. Maybe a good glove at second will save us 125 runs. So I can't see his vision.
I like the sarcasm.
I can't see his vision. And his vision to me is Milwaukee Mets. And I don't see his plan. And why he... What he did last year, he blamed it on the coaches and fired all of them. And he retained Mendoza for one reason, because if we start failing in this year, he can serve Mendoza up as the fall guy.
He could, or, you know, I think it's pressure's on going to be on Mendoza based on way that this team looks. Obviously, he had concerns. He didn't want to pay Alonso. He didn't want to give Alonso a 5-year contract. He didn't think it was worth it. So, you know, he's now it's on him. I mean, Mark, it's on him when you look at it. Like, I do think there is a vision. Like, I don't think he's throwing darts up against a wall. Like, I think David Stearns has an envision about how to put together this team. Like, he's too well respected around Major League Baseball to think otherwise. So
it's a blurred vision, Moose. Look what he's done with the players he's brought in. We're not saying this because we don't like the guy or because he's not an intelligent guy, but if you look at the moves he's made, including last year, tell me how you can sell me on this man who brought in these players.
Well, listen, the Montas one was a disaster from the word go. I don't disagree with you there. The Mets got arrogant with their pitching lab down in Port St. Lucie. I mean, that is what they did. And they could rectify everybody. And it wasn't worked. And then he ends up suffering the significant elbow injury, and then he's done for the year. I mean, so you look at it, but when he was in there, he was a disaster. But I think you'd be naive to think that Stearns doesn't have some vision, him and his group, about what this team is going to look like. That he's just doing everything happenstance and kind of flying by the seat of his pants. That's just not true. Now, it might not work, but it might. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. Like, I could scream and holler. Like, I did not. I'll tell you. I've said this on multiple different platforms. I thought when the season ended for the Mets against the Marlins, that was the last time Alonso was going to wear a Met uniform. I did not think he was coming back. I did not think the Mets were going to give him a 5-6-7-year contract. He talked about getting a 7-year deal. He ends up getting a 5-year deal from the Baltimore Orioles. I thought that was it. He had his moment. He broke the home run record in terms of the Mets, did it at Citi Field. He had the celebration, did all that. I'd never got the sense that Pete Alonso was a David Stearns guy. And I understand that might frustrate you. That might irritate you. That might anger you. Might do all of those things and more. I get it. And I understand the guy that's going to be in your crosshairs is going to be the Mets president and general manager and David Stearns. But if you take the emotion out of it and you look at it, did you really think Alonso was coming back?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Let's head out to Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Brett. It's the fan. What's going on, Brett?
How we doing? I just wanted to talk about how Yankees' future looks, you know, how it's been such a decline since George has passed away. And, you know, I just feel like with Buffoon and Trashman, it's just everything has been so, you know, I feel like Judge is more of a coach for the team than you know, Boone is in. You know, you look at Toronto, who is got 6-7 guys in the lineup who are hitting 260, 270. When did it become okay to have these guys hit 220, 230, and 6-7 of them are doing that in your lineup? Like, why is this okay?
Well, because, I mean, the lean-in has been strikeouts are okay. You know, walks, getting on base. Obviously the way that bullpens are used, the high velocity that you've seen, it's hard to put together rallies. It's easier to go out there, run into one and hit one over the fence.
They're just so stuck on this, you know, oh, he hits 20 home runs, but 230 is okay. Toronto with 260, 270. Look what they did.
Yeah, I understand what Toronto did. They also, you know, they also had guys like Guerrero. I mean, and I listen, if you're going to call up Brett and be like, I want to see more average in Major League Baseball, I don't disagree with you. You know, I really don't. Like, I understand what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. Like, I dig guys that can go out there and hit, make contact and hit the other way. And and be able to put the ball in play, like all of those things, you know, and have an idea and a game plan when you step up to the batter's box, like all those things. I hate swing and miss. I hate the reliance on the home run. And that's what the, you know, that's what the Yankees and other teams have been, very, very reliant on the home run. And we've seen it kind of overtake what you see in the baseball playoffs, too. It's not just the Yankees. I mean, it's all, it's really, it's taken over the entire sport.
Toronto is like the epitome proof that 260, 270 will get you a lot further than the long ball in the playoffs.
Yes. Brett, I mean, like, I think when you look at the Blue Jays and they're going to look back and they came oh so close, you know, to knocking off the Dodgers in the World Series. But you know, that's where Boone looked back right around the trade deadline is adding guys that, you know, can give him some roster flexibility when putting together the lineup on a day-in, day-out basis. North Carolina, it's Sean. It's the fan. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, I was listening to a couple of takes on the Giants stuff yesterday. Colin Cowherd, Chris Canty, and even your guy over there, Evan, about the Giants could possibly move on from Jackson Dart and take Mendoza if they get the first pick. I don't think they're going to get the first pick anyway. I think they're going to beat the Raiders. But that's nuts to me. You're taking a bigger chance with drafting a guy Mendoza who's unproven. Dart's proven he can make these throws. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I just
do these guys. Do these guys just say stuff to get clicks? I don't understand.
Listen, I didn't call a reference this earlier. I would not go down that route. I think why you have found your answer. Now you might think that he needs to make an adjustment to the style and fashion which he plays when you're looking at Jackson Dart.
But you know that's a lot easier.
That's
a lot easier to coach out. That's a lot easier to coach out to get him to slide than to find a guy who can do what he does.
Yeah, I mean, Sean, I think you're giving it more oxygen than it deserves.
All right, maybe.
Like,
I
don't think it needs to be, and I didn't hear the comments being made. I don't think the Giants are thinking that as an organization. Like I said earlier in the show, the Giants have found their quarterback. They did. But, you know, people can throw out, you know, and say, well, now you move Dart, you get Mendoza. What thing, like you mentioned, you know, that's an if, that's not a certainty. Even as good as he had a year for Indiana, some of the pressurized throws that he made, was it a weak Heisman class? Probably, when you look at it. I don't think it was the strongest year. I think he was the deserved winner. Yeah, I think he probably was. I mean, Indiana's been an unbelievable story for Cignetti and company. Mattawan, New Jersey, it's Craig, it's the fan. What's going on, Craig?
Hey, Mark, love listening to you. All right, first of all, I'm a Met fan, but Met fans, Yankee fans, it's like watching a scene in The Godfather when he's yelling at Johnny Fontaine, crying over the movie. Stop it already, please. David Stearns, oh my God, he did this, he did that. Stop. Half the people he got at the trade deadline, those two closers were good on their teams. Once again, you can't take the horse to drink the water, but you can't force the horse to drink it. And the Yankees... Oh, the caller before half an hour ago saying, oh, running back. Why would you keep running this back? You got embarrassed in the World Series. No, I don't want to hear, well, they could have won game one. Yeah, okay. And if my aunt's name was Charlie, she'd be my uncle. Okay, at the end of the day, you got embarrassed in the World Series. Toronto embarrassed the Yankees. And the Mets, whoever had anything to do with that collapse last year, people saying bring back Alonso. Anybody, the people cleaning the bathrooms at Citi Field, they all should have been fired. At the end of the day, both teams should move on. And I'm sorry, the whole concept, C-Mac says, insanity, repeating yourself, that's not a good... Yes, it is a good analogy. If you keep running something back and it does not work, what is that telling you? I'm just asking for your opinion because I think both these franchises aren't for world of wonders if they keep going in the direction they're going. And I'm not even a Yankee fan.
No, I get it. Craig, and you know what? The Yankees are going to lean into the fact that they're going to be a playoff team. So you have no issue with the way that Stearns has operated this offseason?
No, because obviously you've had the same team. You could go back to 2022 if you want to go that far. What have you accomplished with this core? I mean, okay, you have the best closer. Okay, that's fine. But if you don't have a lead in the ninth inning, half of those games they were trailing in the ninth inning. So at the end of the day, what have you accomplished with this core? What have you accomplished besides going two games away from the World Series against the Dodgers? And then the following year, started off like you were red hot and then basically played 20 games below 500.
Yeah, they were a bad team for a while. They were a bad team for a while because I think first, I don't think it's necessarily Nimmo. I think people are frustrated with the way that Diaz negotiations. I think there's an affectionate love for Pete Alonso when you see a homegrown player
and
you see him grow
that.
And thrive, and then all of a sudden now he's a Baltimore Oriole. When it was the different ownership, it was Fred and Jeff Wilpon, Saul Katz owning the team, then it'd be a different story in terms of the finances, the impact if you got outbid. When you have the richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball, you would think money would not be an issue. But this is not a money issue. This is not a money issue. This is a vision issue.
Exactly. Obviously, David Stearns does not see that. Listen, you've tried it with this core, is my point. See what this man, these people are complaining and complaining like punching Susie's. See what the roster looks like on opening day.
Well, we'll see, okay? But you're going to react along the way, and you could, and the Mets understood. Yeah. I mean, but Craig, you could understand that. I mean, the Mets knew they were going to take a hit. They're not stupid. I mean, they know they're going to take a hit. They understand that the Met fan is going to be irate. David Stearns is not is smart enough to understand that he's going to take a hit as well. They get it. They'll know the love affair that Met fans have with the first baseman, now a Baltimore Oriole and Alonso, and that he was beloved. You know, but they said, well, this is where they've gone all in. Put the chips in the middle of the table. This is it. This is what we like. This is what we believe in. This is our vision for the team, and he does not fit our vision. Let's head out to Hartford, Connecticut. It's Pete. It's the fan. What's going on, Pete?
Oosh, I could not agree any more against what this guy just said, this call. I'm sitting here like biting my lip. First of all, I'm going to tell you say something about your dog that you got. It's just from the same litter as my dog. So their brother, I don't know if you have a boy or a girl.
I have a boy, brother. Chip. Same breeder.
Yes,
wow, look at that.
Breeder. I got cash. Yeah. So anyways, awesome dog. I don't have to say it. But,
you have a boy or girl?
I got a boy.
Boy, yeah, what's his name?
His name is Cashew.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They're unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable.
They're such good people. Anyway, so I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God.
Now, how did you figure out they were siblings?
So, you know, they take that picture on Facebook of everybody that gets their dog from them.
Yeah,
yeah. So when I saw you, I was like,
look at that. Very nice. A nice connection there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Chip's amazing. Cool. Very patient dog. He's unbelievable. I love him. He follows me around the house.
We actually got another one from them, too. So we got two, brother and sister. They're great together. Really good. A lot of fun.
Yeah, the breeders are amazing. They're amazing people, too. But the dogs are great.
So next time, they do a big get-together, you got to come out. Anyways,
yeah, I'm going to come out. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so with Pete, Nimmo I get, Diaz I get. You know, with Pete, there were so many positives about this guy. And I really saw almost no negatives. Like, even if it was the money, and I get it, even if it was $40 million left on the table, like, you look at, like, how he's paying Scherzer, he paid that other dude from Houston, and they were pitching for the other team, you know, for 2 years straight. And my point is, like, the amount of marketing that probably went along with being the fact that he had, you know, Soto in front of him, that just everything. I just never saw really a negative. Even that whole first base defense thing to me was, like, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't really like that much of an issue, I think.
I get it. I don't think this is. I think Cohen loved him. I think this is an owner stepping out of the way, hiring somebody, stepping out of the way, allowing the president to go out there and run this team as he sees fit and taking the emotions out of it. And as marketable as Alonso is, what's even more marketable is if you win and have a winning product. And I think it's as simple as that. And Stearns was not a believer in giving Alonso a long-term deal. You saw that last offseason. Nothing was going to change, even though he had, you know, the great moment this past year was significantly more clutch. He was another year older. But what the Mets felt about Alonso internally this offseason, the same way they felt about last offseason.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Coco, Manhattan's up next in the Fan. What's going on, Coco?
Hey, Moose, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
How's Donna and the kid?
Everyone's great, man. Everyone's really good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself? Everyone good?
Everyone was sick, but you forgot to mention the dog, Chip. How's he doing?
No, Chip's okay. He's impenetrable. Yeah, no throwing up, no diarrhea, no nothing. I've dealt with stuff with him when he was a puppy, but he's A-okay. He's trucking through.
Excellent. Nice to hear you. I listen to you sometimes on pitch. So that last call, a few callers back, Mark made me call. So he's absolutely on point. We all in that division. We sent that division last year. And most Mets fans want that vision to work. But would it work? Probably not. And this guy might get fired. And that's the point, if you don't mind. The first one is, probably would never happen. If the Yankees never let Brian Cashman go, I want that guy to become the Mets general manager. That probably would not happen. But David Stern, I guarantee you, in 2 years, he would not be here. I hope I'm wrong, because I want the Mets to win.
You broke up on me a little, Coco. Your point is that you don't think the Mets are going to win in the next 2 years.
No. My point was, if the Yankees ever get rid of Brian Cashman, I want the Mets to hire him as a general manager. I know that would never happen, because the Yankees are going to probably win again. But I know for sure David Stern will not be here in the next game.
Coco, you're breaking up, man. Happy holidays. It's great to hear you. And thanks a lot for making the call. I can't definitively say one way or the other. Give you a hot take and tell you, no doubt David Stern's never going to win with this team. Let's see, what it looks like. I'll tell you, he's molding the team in his vision. And the only advice would be, you better be right. I mean, that's really what it comes down to when you're looking at the Mets president with what the decisions that he has decided to make this offseason. Diaz, Alonso both gone via free agency and then trading Brandon Nimmo. So pressure's on, no question. As far as Cashman goes, I don't know, where, and I haven't had this conversation. I haven't, interviewed Brian in a long, long time, but I don't know what his appetite would be. you know, if it came to an end with the Yankees. Like, you know, he's had a really unbelievable career. He really has. And what he's been able to withstand, and he's done a lot of winning. Obviously, the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. He's in a very, you know, good spot with the Yankees, but if they decided to move on, first, I think it would take a lot, you know, for that to happen if it hadn't happened already. And then secondly, I would say that if it did, I don't know if Cashman, you know, he might just say, you know, I want to go enjoy life. Anthony in Yonkers up next to the fan. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Mark. So, you know, this whole Alonso thing has got me crazy. You know, you talk about David Stearns. You know, everybody talks about Stearns like he's won two or three world championships. You know what Stearns' winning percentage is as a GM? Well, let me tell you. It's 53%. This is not a guy who's winning championships every year, and we're taking the lead from him. But what drives me crazy is, if you think about it, everybody's saying, well, the core didn't win. Okay, let's break it down. When you say the core didn't win, well, we didn't win a championship. But what prevented us from winning those years was the starting pitching. Last year, well, how was our starting pitching last year, Moose? Because we brought in Montas and a bunch of guys who couldn't break the roster for Cape Cod League. And we depended on them to get us to the next level. I mean, that's the issue. You look back on every year. Alonso was here for 6 years full, other than the COVID year. He made the playoffs twice. The other 4 years, if you break it down, it was the pitching staff that destroyed the Mets' chances. Alonso, each and every year, fulfilled his obligation. In fact, the year he had his worst year, they made it to the National League Championship Series, in which he, by the way, one of the biggest home runs in Met history. So my point I'm trying to make is this whole idea that the core didn't win. Hey, by the way, in the Mets' history, they made the playoffs 11 times. In how many years? 62 years? 63 years? Alonso made it twice. This is so. We were a starting pitcher away or two from making the next step. What did the Mets do? They go out and get Soto, and they leave the entire pitching staff there.
Yeah.
And Stearns blames Alonso. He blames Diaz, who both came off career years. You can make that argument. And oh, by the way, Nimmo had a career year in terms of RBIs and production. So I'm very confused. How is this the core's problem and not a Stearns problem in terms of putting a pitching staff together? Malusis, you can't allow your
Anthony,
team
I echo the sentiments. You. The Mets had a pitching problem in 2025, not a culture problem, not anything else. They had a pitching problem. That falls on David Stearns. I don't disagree with anything that you just said.
Well,
they had a bullpen problem, tried to resolve it the MLB trade deadline. And then basically that was throwing gasoline on the fire, and the starting rotation stunk.
Correct.
Outside of McLean at the end, rotation. It stunk. Peterson was very, very hit and miss, and Kodai Senga disappeared.
But the point I'm trying to make is, and I agree, I think we both agree, if you look back in the years that Mets didn't make the playoffs when Alonso was here, my point is, it wasn't an Alonso problem. It was a pitching.
He doesn't, Anthony. No one. But this is you have to, Anthony. Take the emotion out of it, right? This is not the blame game. He did not want to pay him and give him a long term deal.
Why? But why? And you say it's not about the money. It's all about the money because that's the only reason why Alonso is not here.
He doesn't fit what he envisions for this team. But how can I hire somebody? How can if I hire somebody and hire somebody for their vision? How can I not enable them to go out there and impose their vision on the organization?
Well, I can agree with you there.
Because that's like hiring a CEO and then tying his hand behind his back. I mean, you can't do that. He didn't want to pay a plus 30-year-old first baseman, corner infielder.
31 years old.
I understand what he is. Didn't think he was going to particularly age well. Didn't want to give him a long-term deal. That's what it comes down to.
So who do you want to give a long-term deal to a bunch of guys who fit the vision of a 53% winning percentage team that you had in Milwaukee? My point I'm trying to make is, his vision, his so-called vision, is not a championship vision. He's never won a championship. And you talk about
that's where you're taking the two worlds, and you hope they collide and equate to success. So you're taking Stearns' vision And he's got to get the this whole nonsense of the idea, I like grinders, I don't like stars. I mean, yeah, you're going to need some stars. You're going to need impact players, and those are star players. So it can't just be everyday grinders and expect to go out there and win. This is not a movie coming out of Hollywood. So if that's necessarily what, but, you know, he thought there was a culture problem within the building, and the starting rotation obviously was an issue, and did not want to pay Alonzo long. Like that, like I mentioned before, that should not be surprising. Like what I closed out the last break, basically echoing the sentiment, like the Mets had the same look at Pete Alonzo, even though the emotional link to Met fans was a little bit stronger based on the moment and the home run that he hit this past year and become the Mets all-time home run king. The Mets as an organization, taking emotion out of it, the decision maker in the organization viewed Alonzo as the same player, now just a year older. I mean, that's it. And we know how those negotiations went a year ago. So Pete was going to leave the minute that he got, regardless, he could have been signing with a team and playing in Siberia. You know, the team could give him a 5 or 6 year contract, he'd be gone. I'm not going to get that from the Mets. Mets were not spending that. And the Mets were not giving him that kind of commitment. That wasn't going to happen. I get that infuriates you. I get it frustrates you. Take the emotion out of it. It's from a business perspective and a player personnel perspective and the analyzation of. And am I willing to invest in this said player long term? Mario Long Beach up next in the family. What's going on, Mario?
What's going on? How you doing, Moose?
Good, Mario. What's on your mind, buddy?
Good. Just a quick thing on the Yanks. You know, I think that, you know, they're going to be okay because, remember, they're getting Cole back. So once Cole comes back, they might have the best pitching staff in baseball. I mean, if he plays, and I don't believe he's been injury prone other than that one injury. I didn't look it up. But I think he's pretty solid in terms of injuries. They're getting him back. I like what I'm seeing. I also like Cabrera, who's coming off an injury. They got to give the kid a shot. He's never had a shot. I think he's pretty good. So I think they're gonna move forward with that. And then I have one quick thing if I could tell you about the Knicks and Giannis.
Yeah, go ahead with the Knicks.
Okay, this is very interesting. If Giannis comes to the Knicks and wins a championship, he's going to create a feat that will never be created in the history of the NBA again. You know what that feat is? It's very interesting.
Let's see. Win a championship. No, I don't know what. Where are you going?
Okay, I'm going that he would be with two organizations that haven't won a championship in 50 years. And then when he got there, he won it. That's incredible. That's going to move his legacy to top 10 of all time if he could do that, if that happens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it would, Mario. The question is, do the Knicks need to make that kind of move in order to win a championship?
Maybe not, but if they can get him and not give up Core, I saw a couple of trade rumors on some of the sites where they only gave up Cat and Miles McBride and a couple of one. If they don't touch anybody but Cat and they don't touch the rest of the starting lineup, they're way better. Way better. Not even close.
Yeah, but listen, I understand Giannis is a draw, and we'll see how it plays out in Milwaukee. And we know the Knicks, you know, had conversations with him, as it was reported, with the Milwaukee Bucks in August. We know that Giannis, you know, has an affinity for this city. We know the reports, you know, and so there have been a lot around Giannis. Would the Knicks be interested? Yeah, he's a superstar player. You know, you have to look at the cost-effect analysis or cost-benefit analysis, what you would have to give up in order to bring a player of his caliber. Would he look good in a Knick uniform? He certainly would. At least, and Mario, I mean, it would be, if he was able to do that, and you pair him with a Jalen Brunson, it would be remarkable. At least the, you know, cooler heads prevailed. You know, listen to Mike Brown the other day, you know, after the Knicks won the NBA Cup, and saying, you know, a banner, Madison Square Garden, at least, you know, came out, the Knicks are not raising an NBA Cup banner at Madison Square Garden. I mean, don't embarrass yourself. I mean, it is. I like the NBA Cup. Do we have that cup from Brown? Here it is. Here's Brown. Post game Tuesday night, Vegas.
Anytime you can participate in any event where you're the last one standing and you're able to hang a banner, especially an iconic MSG, you take that seriously. And all of our guys took it seriously.
Yeah, listen, it was a good accomplishment. I mean, it really was. I liked what Brunson had to say in terms of the role players stepping up, like Kolick and company, Clarkson and company, and the Knicks helping come back from, at one point in time, down 11 in the second half against the San Antonio Spurs, Wemby and company, in order to come back and win that game and win it. You know, do I enjoy the NBA Cup? I do, because regular season NBA basketball stinks. I mean, it's a problem. And that is why Adam Silver brought this aboard in terms of, load management and guys taking days off. They've reworked the schedule in order to try and minimize that. But the product in the NBA in terms of quality basketball in the NBA regular season isn't particularly good. Now, do I put much credence into the NBA Cup? I do not. Like, am I going to buy a chance? I'm sure they're selling it. Peter, are they selling NBA Cup Championship t-shirts right now? Huff, are they selling NBA Cup Championship t-shirts? You know? No?
Yes? I don't think so.
They're not? Are you sure about that?
T-shirts?
T-shirts. Like, you know, I go on the Knicks website right now and buy an NBA Cup Championship t-shirt.
Well, I just imagine if Modell's was open right now. Do you think you'd be going to Modell's to pick up the Knicks NBA Cup?
Gotta go to Moe's. Maybe. Right. I don't know.
I don't think so. I can't imagine
that. I can see them for sale.
Are they for sale?
Yes.
Yeah, but like third-party sites, like some kind of fugazi, you know.
I don't know.
I can't imagine it being real. It's like a Dove created t-shirt.
Dove, that's what you're
going to Good idea, actually.
That is a good idea. Would you buy one? How much are they selling them for on these fugazi websites?
$16 or so.
Oh, $16. There you go. Yeah, I mean, listen, it was fun. I get into the NBA Cup. I do. I understand what it is, and I get the criticism of it. And I understand it might not be lasting all that long. Do I look at it as a realistic championship? No. I mean, and don't embarrass yourself if you do. It was a nice moment.
On the NBA store site, it's $35.
Oh, they are? $35. Is it a sharp-looking t-shirt?
Not bad. Yeah, Pete, you can see.
Is it a good-looking t-shirt?
No, it's not.
Pete, would you like that as a stocking stuffer?
I don't
think Nicole gives that to you for Christmas?
No,
Working around Christmas morning?
No, that's not what I want as a stuffer.
Throw it on. That's nice.
Has the Knicks logo.
I teed you up. You hit
NBA
it out of the park.
Cup champions, Knicks nice colors.
I teed you up. You're paying attention across the way. 12:59. We'll come back. $35 right now. Go get your NBA championship t-shirt.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.